Hi, you're watching Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media. I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio, and that gentleman over there is?
Rick Levy in San Diego.
Rick is our interpreter this evening for Terralta Tequila. This is the line, one of the three stellar lines by Felipe Camarena. And if you've been watching it, You've seen us go through from the Blanco, the 110 Blanco, all the way to this is the extra añejo. Rick, what I spoke to the importer, and that's Creo Spirits, who made this happen for us. Thank you very much, guys. This is the extra añejo at 80 proof. Okay, what? How many years was this? Has this been aged in that barrel?
I believe we were told 4 years.
Okay, this is the 4 year extra, and this is the añejo we just got done tasting. Can you even tell the difference in the color?
It's very slight.
Just slightly.
And the añejo, the añejo was a 1 year resting.
Yeah.
And so yeah. This 3 more years, and it's only gotten just a shade more golden.
it's like you can't get any more tan, you know. I love the bubbles. You're going to see lots of bubbles with Felipe Camarena. We have discovered that he's using nothing but well water for this. I think we've sang his praises throughout the whole series of episodes about his distillery and his repurposing of heat and repurposing
rainwater capture
and repurposing steamrollers and all that. he has a Tawana made out of a recycled steamroller.
Made it himself, and he also has a custom made shredder that he engineered himself.
Is that look more like a wood chipper or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And he has done something special inside in the way it's shredding the baked agaves. And that is a secret that he hasn't been willing to share yet.
No
so
kidding.
With a lot of his innovations, he hasn't even patented them. And for all he cares, you know, he would be happy to see other distilleries implement some of the innovations that he's created. But for that shredder, he is, you know, he's done something special in there that he wants to keep to himself. So
now, you know, it's interesting that he would take the care that he has with the Tawana, because you mentioned that the reason that it really looks like it's a steamroller and looks like you could use it to aerate your lawn because it's got these pegs in it. But the idea behind it is that it macerates the agave without tearing the fibers?
From what I understand, the idea is that it's gently pressing the juices out of the fibers without breaking the fibers. And because apparently if you break the fibers, the juice gets a bit more bitter.
I'll buy that. It makes sense to me.
If Felipe's saying it, I'll believe it because he's brilliant.
Well, so what he does is he allows the shredder to do the actual shredding of the fibers, as opposed to,
you know, maybe the innovation that he's created for that shredder is something that is separating fibers without chopping.
Who knows, man? That must be his other engineering degree, right? One is he's a chemical engineer, and the other one he's a mechanical engineer.
Civil engineer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, civil and chemical.
Oh, well, best of both worlds if you're an engineer. I am going to take a little bit of this extra añejo. I'm going to refresh my Glencairn. I mistakenly poured it in the last episode, so I'm just going to save it and pour some more. We discovered, too, that this bottle is the same bottle he uses for G4, only it's turned...
He rotates it 180 degrees, puts the label on the other side.
I said that in the previous episode. I said he's learned to repurpose everything. I think he's the only one that's repurposing the Angel Share, and we're gonna have to he's overfilling bottles now, pretty much.
That's conjecture on our part. You know, we think he might be stealing from the Angels.
Yeah, he's doing something.
These tears are just hanging there really legs.
The Añejo really had that clinginess, you know, and you know, he doesn't rectify, doesn't use any additives, no colorings. He uses an ancient, very, very old barrels.
Have you ever had an extra añejo with this huge agave nose?
No. Throughout all the expressions, the one thing that stays consistent and constant is the agave notes that you get in the Blanco. They're not lost in the 110 to the Blanco, to the Repo, to the añejo, and now to the extra añejo. They are still there. When Rick and
this
I get
tequila, this tequila has been in wood for 4 years, and there is more agave on the nose than you'll find in a lot of reposados.
Exactly, I agree. By the way, I mentioned this to Rick off camera, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it on camera. I don't believe, you know, to be an extra añejo, you only have to be 3 years old, but you don't have to prove it. It doesn't even have to have the age on it anymore on the label. What we found out from the importer is that this is a four-year-old. But from your conversations with Felipe, I'm willing to bet that this is not like a three-year-old and a one-year-old that have been blended together. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would blend barrels and juices together. This is probably a straight 4 years in the same freaking barrel, and when he's ready, he just pulls it right out and says, that's it, we're done.
Yeah, if anything, he might be using barrels that have been depleted to different points and then blending them before bottling. But I would imagine the tequila has been in those barrels for 4 years.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say that. I think this is one barrel, one batch, you know, or something like that. I don't think that he's blending juice and then bottling. I don't believe that. I could be wrong, but it just doesn't strike me as the kind of guy, you know, he's just going to stick it in the same approximate age barrels, and then when he's ready, he just pulls it right out. You know, and because the consistency is there. The only consistency he cares about, Rick, is the agave.
It's the agave, yeah.
I think we mentioned that in the repo or something that we were talking about, you know, where some master distillers, the barrel management is the most complex part of the process. And yet with Felipe, it sounds like it's the least important part of the spot. It's like, well, everybody else is making an extra, and I guess I got to do it, you know. And the challenge for him is, how do I do it and not lose my agave flavor profile, my agave forward profile?
So with each increasing age of the expressions, the reposado is just a very light barrel layer. Became more pronounced in the añejo, and you know, at least with the nose so far, it's a bit more pronounced in the XA.
Right. But even so, like you said, there are reposados that don't have this kind of agave. Yeah. You know, nose.
I would say, you know, the agave is still well over 50% of the nose.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The wood is just there to add just a little bit more complexity, I think, in the age of of this juice is so that it captures a little bit more complexity than the expression before it.
Yeah. And, you know, so from the barrel, like, what notes are you getting from the barrel? I think I might be getting just a touch of smokiness from the toast.
I you know, it's interesting. It's so, you know, the agave is fruity forward to me. That's what I've captured in the Blanco. And I'm still getting it. In the Reposado, it was very reminiscent for me of a mezcal, you know, an aged mezcal. So what I'm getting, I'm still getting agave notes. I'm getting, you know, still some honey from the barrel, a little bit of caramel, maybe some of the toasted almond, something like
and
that.
I think I'm only picking up on that toast because all of the other barrel notes are so subtle that you can pull out things like the toast that would normally be just overridden by, you know, the agave and the caramel and the butter and the vanilla.
You know what's funny, Rick, is that, you know, in the past, we pull out wood notes. You know, you'll hear us talking about, well, there's nutmeg or there's baking spice or there's cinnamon or there's whatever. And here I'm struggling to pull out anything from the barrel, and yet I'm getting all this agave notes. You know, in the past, it's been the reverse. We're trying to get a semblance of an agave note, and we get everything but sometimes.
You know, we've had XAs that, you know, frankly, they just taste like barrel water because the agave was lost so long ago.
You get dried fruit. You get some beautiful expressions in, you know, if they're done right. But this one is just still full of agave.
I think, you know, you can still pull out the citrus and...
Wow.
A little bit of butter and dried fruit.
Pepper on the palate. Lots more wood notes on the retronasal. I mean, you gotta do the retronasal, but I get more wood notes. But on the palate, you get that explosion of the white pepper. And yet the finish is still kind of short. You know, it's not a long, lingering finish. At least not for me, anyway. But
yeah, you know, I think we're starting to see the pepper taper off in the XA.
It's, believe it or not, though, it is still, most XAs don't even have pepper. That's what I'm saying. If they have a spiciness to them, it's like cinnamon or, you know, something like
baking
a red hot
spice,
or something, like
something
that
we attribute to the barrel.
Yeah. But this one is, the pepper that I'm getting is from the agave. It's not from the, it's not from the barrel. Oh, right here.
Might be a little touch of cinnamon.
They're just so light touches. It's really funny. It's funny how I'm struggling to pull out stuff from the barrel, whereas most of the time it's the reverse. You know, we're struggling to pull out any agave. This is almost like the agave is overpowering the barrel.
It is. It really is.
Unheard of. This is a complete reversal. It's a complete 180 of what you think you're going to get in extra añejo.
Yeah.
Again,
this is a very proud tequila.
Creole Spirits wanted to make sure we told you this is if you're an oakhead and you like the oakiness and the, you know, the traditional types of añejos and extra añejos, this may not be the one for you. But if you're looking to see what can be done when you have a heavily agave forward Blanco, and you put it as an XA and try not to lose that Blanco, this is the one. This is the one you want. I think it's a true expression of what is possible in the tequila industry this day. Still get it. What does this run? Do you know what the price point is on this thing?
The XA, Old Town has it right now for $90, and they'll ship it.
Wow.
This almost seems like, you know, for any other line, if it wasn't Felipe, I might think, you know, maybe what's happening here is maybe this is a Blanco with a little bit of XA thrown in.
Oh, okay.
Because
like a,
it's
like
still
a Holden something. Or,
yeah, you know, it's still like so big with the agave.
This is a big tequila. Don't mistake it. It's a big tequila, but not in an oak fashioned way. I like that oak fashioned way. Mm-hmm. See, you see what I did? Oak fashioned.
I saw that.
Wow.
It's warm and buttery on the palate, which is really nice too.
Yeah, there's less of the peppery explosion that you get in the Reposado or in the Blanco. So the older the iteration, like you said, the less the explosion of pepper, but it's still there. It's still, you know, it's still all palate action.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm flabbergasted. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. This is worth every penny. Do yourself a favor. Very, very well worth looking for. Again, for us, Brand of Promise nominee in that Legacy Extra Añejo category, you cannot go wrong. This is only at 80 proof, though, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us because we're about to go into our next episode, the final episode, and they're gonna pull out all the stops. This is the extra añejo barrel strength. Oh my God!
Have you ever heard of such a thing? A 110 4-year XA.
I tell you what, I haven't. That's the only one I haven't opened yet. So you and I are just
stay tuned.
Stay tuned, man. I'm telling you, that's our take on Terralta Extra Añejo 80 proof. I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio. That gentleman over there is
Rick Levy in San Diego.
Whatever you do, folks, subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the red button. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, go ahead, subscribe. You won't miss anything. But whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.